Welcome to Worst Case Scenario, a podcast about anxiety. I'm one of your hosts, Yusung.
I'm your other host, Rebecca.
And how this podcast works is that every week one of us will bring in something we're anxious about, and then we'll read a scene we've written that's the worst case scenario for that anxiety. Rebecca.
Yeah.
It's like a gloomy autumn day today.
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
I love it a lot.
I think, like, the world, like, summer, too frivolous.
Yeah, it's going back up. The temperature's going back up next week.
Oh, really? Okay, but in the meantime.
Yeah. I was walking to my car, because we're recording. This is the earliest we've ever recorded, in the morning. It's like 10 in the morning. And I, on a Saturday, I walked from my building to my car, and it was like, it had just stopped raining.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is perfect. And then I stopped short as I was walking because in my direct pathway was a dead crow, which truly feels like a bad omen. I guess for me, like a good omen. I don't know. Like it was something.
Did it whisper something to you?
Yeah. It told me a.
Hell is opening
it told
up.
Me a secret, but I can't tell it here.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a just for me secret.
Right. But if I find out, I have to like half my lifespan, right?
I can't betray the confidences of the dead crow.
Yeah. I understand.
He's my blood brother now.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
I've heard of Sunday morning rain is falling, but Saturday morning?
Well, you heard of it now. I can't stop thinking about that dead crow.
That's insane. That's really upsetting.
His little clawed feet were sticking straight up, and it was like a cartoon.
Wow.
And it's big, too. I got really close because I was taking photos, obviously. And I don't know if that's disrespectful or not, but I took a few photos of the crow for posterity. And
It's just selfies of you holding the crow up by the beak.
Right. Yeah. And then as I was taking the photos, his little head tilted over.
No!
He whispered to me.
No,
I was taking, and I was like getting really close to the crow. And for a fleeting second, I had the totally irrational thought of, what if this crow's fucking faking me out and is going to attack me now? But I don't think a crow knows how to play dead.
Yeah.
And it had fully had rigor mortis.
Oh, boy.
And there was a woman walking nearby with her, like, very large dog.
Right.
And I think that dog's going to eat that crow.
I mean, it's good that you're so involved in your community.
Look, my apartment complex is actually infested with crows, and it usually is kind of like a source of irritation.
Right.
But I feel kind of sad for that.
It's hard
to see it. Seeing a dead animal is always a little disturbing.
Yeah.
If I'm driving and like I see a dead squirrel on the road, it is very off-putting.
Yeah.
But a squirrel's never whispered a secret to me.
That's true. And
that's a pretty crow-like thing to do.
Yeah. I've heard of a murder of crows, but a crow being murdered. Okay.
You think it was murdered? You think the dog murdered the crow and didn't eat it?
Well, I think the dog actually framed the neighborhood cat.
I'm really curious what happened because I couldn't have just fallen from a tree. It can fly. Something terrible must have happened to that crow.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if it choked on something.
Well, I guess our podcast officially has a mascot. You can probably tell by the title, but this is our season 2 finale.
Yeah.
So thank you for thanks for listening. If you've been
the title of our episode, Finale Schminale.
Yeah. we're going to do the same thing that we did last season, which is just like, and this is probably frustrating, but take like a nondescript amount of time off and then decide if like whether or not we want to continue because, you know, we've got a finite well of mental problems.
Thankfully. I'm too healthy for this podcast.
So, yeah. Anyway, Rebecca, how's your week been?
It's actually been terrible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay,
I can't
good,
really,
same.
I
mean, not good, but like...
No, I don't know. I really feel like I'm in such a better place mentally than I was when we started first episode of season 1. Which is completely not to the credit of this podcast. It's probably almost entirely to credit of therapy.
Right, but on like a deep subconscious level?
Well, honestly, the podcast helped motivate me to get a therapist.
Okay.
So maybe it did help. But I don't know. In general, I've been feeling a lot better than I had in previous years. I'm definitely the least anxious I've been in a long time.
That's great. Holy shit.
But this week, I'm really fucking depressed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I went into therapy yesterday and like immediately was like, she could tell. She was like, are you okay? And I was like, actually, no.
Go to my room.
So I just like, I don't know. I just feel kind of like a bag of trash balls today.
No, I mean, wait until you hear my scene. But yeah. This past week has also just been like hot garbage in terms of mental health.
You had a hard week.
Yeah, not in terms of like, it was just like personal shortcomings. Yeah. It wasn't even
personal
like, it truly wasn't anything else. I was just like, wow, this friggin' sucks. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can like talk about or not?
Okay,
really?
Yeah. Basically, too many things happened last weekend. Like, my friend Emily was visiting.
Yeah.
And then
who
just
was really
like,
cool.
Very cool. gracefully deals with me as a friend.
Yeah. What a saint.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm not being sarcastic.
I mean, you did watch me pay her at the end. So, and then like too many life things happened, whether it was like
really?
Work or just general like life things, like too many things happened. Like 7 or 8 things happened.
Oh, that's so vague.
Yeah. I mean, like, none of them were, like, catastrophically good or bad. It was
just, like, overwhelming.
Yeah. And so what topped it off is, like, someone, like an acquaintance and a friend, like, was like, hey, do you have a writing sample? And I was like, yes. And I knew in my heart of hearts that I was like, yeah, I do, but it's, like, really shitty and I need time to revise. But I said yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
And then
is
like,
it the thing I read?
Yeah, but like
okay.
I.
But you've been working. You've worked more on it since.
I mean, only in this past week. So
right.
Like they offered, and that was on last Friday, and then I was like, oh, good.
For a potential job.
No, absolutely not.
Just
to
like,
read.
Just
yeah,
to
yeah.
Read.
Yeah.
That's
and then,
nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And then like, I was like, great, I'll revise. But then like, things happened, and then my Emily was still here, and so I had like no time, and I was like, fuck. And then for like 2 straight days in the middle of the week, I did not get out of bed. All I did was watch K-pop reaction videos.
Yeah.
Like truly, and in terms of like reaction videos, I think it's like easy to shit on it, like how easy it is to do in
like
the
a video,
IP.
like person reacts to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I really don't watch a lot of that stuff.
No, no. This sounds like an impossible thing to say at this point, but trust me, neither do I. Like, and
no, I believe you.
Yeah, because it's like you're not making anything. You're just like reacting off of someone else's
watching
IP.
Watching someone watching something is so funny.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, but
it's such a funny thing to do.
But I think what it really succeeds is that like, a lot of the work comes in like the curation and the editing to make it interesting, and also like, I think why people watch it is because, like, you feel less alone.
Right.
Because you share the same reaction. Anyway, so I just did that for 2 days. I straight up did not get out of bed.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, the League of Legends World Championship is happening.
Okay.
It's live in Korea, which means that every night at, like, 2 or 3 a.m., it like, the live broadcast starts.
Oh, so you've been up.
Well, like, normally, no, but I just have happened to be up, and then I just friggin' watch League of Legends at, like, 3 a.m.
So, unrelated to League of Legends thing being on,
right.
You happen to be up at 2 in the morning? That's
yeah, because
so unlike you.
I know, because I was like, fuck, I gotta revise. Fuck, I can't do anything.
Oh,
like,
wow.
fuck. Like, yeah, and so, last night at 3 a.m., mm-hmm. I finished, and then I, like, or
congrats.
Like, at, like, midnight or something, and I sent it, and I was like, well, like I hope this is something, but just like being brought to your knees by your own inability to do the thing that you want to do
I
is
know.
Very frustrating.
It's terrible when you like that's what you want, and then the scariest question someone can ask you is, "Do you have a writing sample?"
Yeah, I mean, like I'm glad now, and even in like the thick of it, I was like, well, it's good to have, it's nice to have like a reason to have to write. However, mm-hmm. my mental health was truly like just like could not find the bottom. Truly like oh god yeah it was just like it was just really bad, and it wasn't so much like a revision as it was like a complete rewrite because
whoa,
I was
really?
Like, yeah, because I was like, I know for a fact a better iteration of this exists. I can map it out. Like here's a very detailed outline.
Wait, that's
great.
Awesome.
Now I just have
that's
to do
really
it.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, jury's still out. I don't know if it's actually better or not.
Right.
It could be just as, you know, the quality could remain the same or whatever. But
right. But, I mean, that's great that you did all that work. It's like, good for your brain anyway.
I think, like, I don't know. I don't know
if you're
relieved
like
this. I do feel relieved, but also, like, I do, like, I'm now behind on other things. Just slightly
yeah,
so.
Yeah, well, that's, like, life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I've learned that, like, If I have a deadline, like if I have a deadline for other people,
yeah.
I will hit that deadline.
Uh-huh.
If I have a deadline for myself, yeah. Fuck that guy. That guy can wait.
Yeah.
Which is just like a, oh boy.
Yeah, that's like some people really naturally have that internal discipline. And
nah, dude.
I'm in awe.
Yeah, didn't those people play video games? Video games are so good.
I don't know. Can't relate.
So yeah, that's been this past week.
Is that what your scene's about this week?
It's kind of like, I don't even know if you wanted me to sum up this anxiety, like I think it would I'm just worried that my life will forever be like this.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
That seems like a common theme with you.
Yeah. I mean, like I can deal with it for like the time being, but yeah. I'm just worried it's infinite.
Yeah. No. Work. That's a very valid fear.
Yeah. To quote The Perks of Being a Wildflower, in that moment I knew I was infinite, except about anxiety.
Thank God you got that quote in.
Jonah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Rebecca, I'm sorry for the character
Jesus
you have to
Christ.
Play. I'm so sorry. And trust me, I address it.
Wow.
Okay, I'm just going to start. I'm going to read the stage directions of my character, and Rebecca's going to read the other character. Interior apartment night. Yusung now in his 40s sits in bed watching League of Legends, the World Championships live at 3 a.m. His, I guess, wife, an editor's note, this is a very optimistic scene, wakes up and harshly turns away from the bright laptop screen.
What are you doing?
It's live in Korea, and there's a lot on the line for these players.
You're going to be tired tomorrow.
Yeah. There's a familiar silence.
Didn't you say you were staying up to write tonight? What happened?
I still don't want to fail.
When you're miserable tomorrow because you didn't sleep, you can't come to me for a solution. I can't help you with this.
What's another few days?
You're currently unemployed, and you don't have anything saved up. Please finish writing something.
But the inspiration hasn't hit. I'm waiting for the muses. A pillow hits Yusung's face.
Please turn it down. They're yelling about a video game.
Into your apartment day. Yusung, now in his 50s, sits in bed. His wife returns from a weekend trip and returns to see him in the exact same position from when she left.
Have you moved at all for the last 2 days?
Not really.
Did you finish the script you wanted to finish?
I did a lot of Sudoku.
Did you pay the bills or, I don't know, drink water?
I did everything that I was supposed to do for other people.
But the fact that you can't help yourself makes you miserable, and as a result, it makes you miserable to be around. You've lost so many jobs because you can't meet deadlines when it's important.
Sudoku is very addicting.
I'm leaving you.
Yusung's wife slowly dissolves like that one meme on the internet, the source of which I do not know. It turns out Yusung has been alone this entire time and that all of it was a hallucination. He opens his word processor and sees a blank page, which was the only thing that was true. Fade to black.
All right. Okay.
Look, season finale. Woo!
Wow, really going out with a whimper.
Yeah, that's the fear. It didn't help that, like, prior to the... I've learned that, like... I need structure, and more than structure, I need to learn to leave my house in the morning.
Like, yeah.
That is priority number one. Mm-hmm. It didn't help that before this conversation happened, like in the same conversation where it was like, oh, do you have a writing sample? It was like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes this industry sucks. Like, I've been unemployed for a year, and thank God, like, I have other sources of income because it just, like, sucks.
Someone said this to you?
Yeah. The same person who offered to read. And I was like... Yeah, that does suck. And that's not the first time that I've heard it. Like, I know other people have been unemployed for, like...
I mean, a lot of the times the jobs you think you... Like, a writer's assistant job or, like, a showrunner's assistant. Like, that job exists until the company pulls the money from the project or it doesn't get picked up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you... It's not stable. It's like you might be working for 3 months. You might be working for a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like... You can be careful what you wish for, you know?
Exactly. And I'm just, like, realizing now that, like... Fuck. Like, I gotta...
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't even have to worry about this because it's not like it's gonna happen any time soon, but it's just like, God forbid.
Yeah.
It does happen, and then I'm, like, panicking because there's no structure.
Have you considered, like, signing up for, like, enrolling in a extension, like UCLA or USC, like just a screenwriting...
Oh.
Just a course? Because then you'd have structure...
Right.
And have people holding you accountable, and you'd produce material, and by the end of it, you'd have multiple scripts.
I don't know. I feel like, and I know like...
And people would be giving you feedback, and you'd be revising, and you'd have to do it because you were there. You signed up.
Right.
Paid money.
I feel like this is like so naive to say, especially after a week of like not being able to write, but like I think that like, I mean like hopefully this only gets... better like
yeah I mean a lot of people find that so helpful though
yeah
you know
I think that for some reason like a year ago it would have been really appealing but after going through like a screenwriting class or two I'm like you know what? Like, I've learned more just from, like, writing for myself, even if it's not, like...
Right.
Even if it's not for anyone, I can still tell when things are getting better or worse. And that's that's not objective at all. So
I'm not even talking about the quality of your writing. I'm talking about you're saying you have a problem with structure, and if you have internal deadlines, you don't meet them. But if you're in that context, you literally have deadlines every week, and there are people there who are gonna, like, you know, shame you into doing it, and then at the end of it, you actually have to have something.
I think it's like a good option, but I also, like, for some reason have, like, no interest in classes.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, that might stay like that, or might change in like a year. You know, when you're like far enough out of school where you're like kind of when you kind of miss that structure.
When I can't picture the quad as clearly as I do in my memories.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What is what's your relationship with deadlines like?
Cause, I mean, I'm a mess.
When you were in, like, high school and stuff, did you, like, turn in your homework on time?
Sometimes. Yeah, no, it's a big problem. In college, even more, like, I turned in stuff late almost exclusively. I had a real... My professors had a real love-hate relationship with me in that they hated me.
Right.
No, I mean, they... Like, I had good relationship with them. It was always, like... This is really good. How come it's a week late?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Wouldn't have been good a week ago because it didn't exist because I did not do my homework.
I was a very good child in high school. I turned in everything on time.
Started strong. Like,
yeah.
I think October freshman year it started to go downhill.
Right.
In high school. I just like. I don't know. I was too depressed to do my work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just really
depressed.
It was college for me where it was like, you realize that you could get away with murder. Like, truly, like, deadlines don't mean anything. And having said that, I did turn in, like, I did still nervously turn in, like, 95% of everything. It was just like, I realized too late towards the end, or I guess in a good way, too late towards the end, that, like, oh, I didn't have to do anything. Like, I could have.
What do you mean you didn't have to do it?
Like,
if I hadn't done anything, I would have failed out of school. What do you mean?
I didn't have to rush. Like, I could have.
Oh.
You know, like, the deadlines were.
Oh, I don't know. My professors seemed pretty, you know, like, hey, deadlines are important. Why aren't you meeting them? Like, I don't know what kind of experience you had, but
it was just like the few times that I did turn stuff late, I realized, like, oh, there's not actually any big consequences for this.
No, there's not, except like you feel embarrassed, like it's shitty, and it's also like bad for your emotional and mental development as a person, because then you leave and you're like, deadlines aren't important, but actually in the real world they fucking are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I really wish that. There were multiple times in high school that I would just be home and just burst into tears out of nowhere. And my parents would just look at me and be like, whoa, what's happening?
Pourquoi?
Yeah, but then they didn't help me. They just didn't understand that I needed help.
Yeah.
And so I really desperately needed therapy, and I really desperately needed someone who was helpful to just understand that, like, I wasn't in a good place.
Yeah.
And I think if that had been addressed at that time, it would have helped me a lot in college, and then that would have helped me a lot now in life.
Right.
There's nothing I can do about that now. That's the past. But, like, it's just a good lesson. Like, if for some reason I ever have a kid, just really pay attention to the signs. Don't just dismiss it as teenage hormones. If someone is just sitting there calmly and all of a sudden bursts into tears, hysterically sobbing, and then goes into their room and doesn't speak for, I don't know, a day.
Yeah.
Maybe have a feeling that something's not quite right with your kid.
Right. Maybe to take them to IHOP and two pancakes and ask them how they're doing.
Or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Be like, hey, do you need help?
Right.
Because it seems like you need a lot of help.
I think, like, everyone to some extent has, like, a rocky adolescence. But I think that there's, like, a certain a fun new flavor that's added if mental health is involved. And so, like,
I was straight up depressed all the time. So I don't know, like, it wasn't good. I didn't even realize it until much later. That looking back now, I'm like, oh yeah, like, that wasn't good. And that really fucked me over for like many years.
Yeah. Do you think that...
And that's including the deadlines. I mean, that's like why I wasn't doing my work.
Right.
Because I just was staying up all night, like secretly in my room watching The Office instead of like...
Yeah.
Doing my... Because it was just something just to feel like a moment of happiness.
Right.
You know?
Do you think that, like, I was thinking about this the other day. If you were to graph out your entire life, just time spent feeling something, do you think you've spent more time feeling sad or feeling happy?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I was thinking about, like, God.
Oh.
And I was thinking, like...
that can't go any place good.
Yeah, like, I was thinking, like, why would I not recommend life to another human being? And I was like...
No, but I don't feel that way now. Like, I think it's good.
Right. I mean, like, I was just thinking, like, on a larger scale, like, why do I feel the way I feel? It's like, oh, because if I graphed out the map of, like, my life, I have spent more time sad than happy, and I would very much like to change that going forward.
Yeah,
but, like,
I would say that it's hard to quantify like that. Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I definitely spent a lot of time being unhappy, and I'm trying not to be mad at myself for wasting all that time being unhappy, which you can't really always control it. But I definitely think things are on an upward trajectory emotionally for me now, and that makes it worth it. I'm just trying to figure out how to, like, use that in some constructive way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to think about right now when I've had such a sad week.
Did you do anything to, like, make yourself feel better?
No. I mean, I therapy helped a little bit, but then, like, the rest of the day was kind of hard.
Rebecca, have you tried BCD Tofu House?
I have. I love that place.
So fucking good.
It's so good.
BCD Tofu House is a Korean food chain, but it's like a really nice chain.
Yeah, it's in New York too.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was gonna say
the first time I went, it was in New York.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's great.
BCD, more like BCD's satisfactory notes on the Yelp reviews. Do you know, like, the whole, like,
I'm horrified.
Do you know, like, the online meme? And I'm sorry to be like a complete teenager, but, like, the things that end in, like, these nuts.
Yeah. But that's, like, from a long time ago.
No, it's still pretty current.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes, like, when I'm watching other people either watch other people or play video games.
Yeah.
There's this thing, and I hate that I'm saying any of this right now.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, hey, like, something, 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 Ligma, and they're like, oh, what, Ligma? Yeah. And then they'll be like, Ligma Impulse or something. This is so awful. I don't know what I'm saying, but it's just like...
This isn't the first you've heard of this expression, right? Like, you definitely heard this before.
I mean, yeah, definitely, but I'm just saying, like...
What made you think of this now?
I don't know, but I was really going to say, like, that kind of humor is still in vogue, which is, like, definitely not true.
I mean, it kind of is. I just... It troubles me that you are getting so much joy out of it.
I'm not.
But, you know, you got to take your laughs where you can get them in this time.
I'm laughing more out of embarrassment because I just, these nuts, you know?
Are you still are you still doing your streaming and whatever?
See, I wasn't because I didn't have any time last weekend.
But have you been over the last, like,
Yeah, there's,
few
like,
weeks?
Over, like, 20 episodes
what?
Of me playing Minecraft, which is kind of freaking nuts.
Jesus.
There's some okay moments.
I haven't watched any of them, just
fine.
For the record.
Yeah.
I support you from a distance.
Yeah. Thank you. That's been fine. Like, I like doing it, but then, like, all the life stuff happened, and this is really, really sad, but it was just a realization of, fuck, I gotta spend my time doing things that make me money. And, like, this, like, takes a deceptively long time to do.
Yeah.
Like, even if the videos are 15 minutes, it takes, like, an hour to, like...
Really?
From, like, conception to...
Oh,
delivery. I don't know.
When you say conception, I mean, aren't you just turning on the game, playing it, and talking? Or do you have to, like, do plan stuff out before?
Are
you, like, writing jokes
beforehand? No. You are pinning. Yeah. Very false picture. I record the audio separately.
Okay.
Which needs, like, a tiny bit of editing, and then,
oh, you
like,
do voiceover after?
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Current, but I don't record
like
it on my laptop.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And then the editing, like, the importing the video, the actual editing, and then the exporting of the video and the uploading.
Uh-huh.
At least an hour for 15 minutes.
For sure, yeah.
And I was just
but the actual things are 15 minutes long?
Yeah. All
okay,
right.
Cool.
Yeah. And the people who have, like, watched it and commented have been very, very nice. It's
That's
mostly...
nice. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's Will Minecraft Cure My Depression? And it's just, it's just, like, a lot of me genuinely getting scared at Minecraft and being like, oh, I'm sorry, like, while running away from things. So it's good.
That's
a
awesome.
Fun time.
Good. You've never name dropped it. Yeah. Like, you've never
plugged it,
plugged
so
it this way before. Yeah. So I'm glad to know what it is now so I can look it up. I probably won't watch it.
That's
fine. Just good to know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Minecraft. I wouldn't know what it was if you slapped me in the face with it.
Yeah.
So, and please do.
It's really popular with the kids, I think.
That sentence made me really upset.
Sorry. It's really popular with dead crows.
Yeah. Oh, poor baby.
Yeah. Oh,
boy. It really did make me sad.
I mean, Rebecca, I would hope that you would extend me the same sympathy as you do a dead crow.
If I saw you dead in the street, I would, okay. Yeah, that would definitely be an upsetting sight. But if you whispered a secret to me, I would be scared.
Right, right.
There's something scary about a dead person whispering a secret to you than a dead bird.
The blood moon rises tonight.
With a dead crow, you kind of expect them to whisper a secret to you. If they don't, it's like sort of a letdown.
Yeah.
Like, what good is a dead crow if it's not going
to
whisper?
What if the crow just whispered to you, nevermore? Ah!
That's a raven.
Edgar Allan
That's
Poe
a raven,
reference.
You fucking plebeian. anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well.
That's my anxiety.
But how have you been? How has not been working at the cafe been going for you? Are you do you
I'm
miss
still
it?
Working there because
oh,
I
you're
was
still
like,
working there.
Still in my 2 weeks notice.
Oh, you gave notice at the cafe. I didn't know you
yeah,
have to
yeah.
do that.
I wasn't sure, but I was like, hey, like,
by the end of it, how long will you have worked there?
I think like
a month.
Almost 2 months.
Oh, really?
I think. So it's been good. Honestly. Every time I work there and then leave, it makes me feel sane, which I guess is like...
So are you sure you want to leave?
Yeah, because like just in terms of like time spent doing things that might be good for a quote unquote career, that seems to be, you know, looking okay.
Right.
But
okay, good.
In terms of like mental health and actually like I got to start. And this is really embarrassing, but like most shifts I would leave like actually physically tired.
Yeah.
Like, which is I think good because
that
I don't work out or anything.
Yeah.
Like, so I think I need just a substitute for that.
Are you trying to get like ripped?
No. As I nervously put my P90X DVD in my back pocket. But like, no, I'm not trying to get ripped. I'm just trying to stay sane. Like,
I'm trying to imagine it and it's very funny. Sorry.
I think that like when I was running cross country in high school, I was much more in shape than I was right now. Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. when I was exercising every day, I was in shape more than when I didn't exercise anymore.
But it's so funny. Like, it was also like, I mean, I also, if I think back, like comparing high school me and now me in high school.
And now me, sorry.
Oh, wow. Oh, ooh. But like in high school, I was more in shape and I played piano better. So,
I don't think they're related, but
no, they're not
you're
related.
Probably practicing
but it's,
piano more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's funny to consider.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my other question.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like if you really love a TV show or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say you meet someone from that show, and they're terrible,
right?
And then does it, like maybe ruins the show for you,
right?
This is hypothetical.
Yeah, it's happening.
So you sure? Yeah. So you loved going to this cafe.
Yeah.
And
I will never
as a
go
customer.
There again.
Exactly.
I just
so that's
think
what
like,
I was going
to
ask you.
Yeah, I
used to
other
go,
people.
You used to go a lot. It used to be a source of comfort. Then you started working there. Now you can't go anymore.
It wasn't that I went there a lot. I would just maybe sometimes go there like once a week, not even. But like now it's just like I feel, here's the truth. I feel guilty for quitting. And that's why I can't go back. Like, sorry. Like I feel like I really dug a wound when in reality, no one cares.
No one cares. And they'd probably be happy to see you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I understand. It's and just that sucks.
And like, it's okay. There's other cafes, but like this is this is what I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, dude, chin up. There's other fish in the sea and other cafes in the wild.
Yeah. Other cafes in the valley.
Yeah. This is well-trod ground, but this is just a PSA.
Yeah.
Never order paninis. I don't care how much you love paninis, because there's just a chance that a poor barista will have to make a panini for you. Don't do that. It will ruin their day.
Did your panini making improve at all?
Yeah, like, I had to work, like, I mean, this is during my 2 weeks' notice, but I, like, one day I really had to, like, and don't chastise me for my word choice here, but one day I really had to step up and make a couple of paninis.
Yeah.
And thank God. I mean, I screwed up one horribly, but the other one was, like, really
good.
Did
you remake the one you screwed up, or you still gave it to them?
No, someone else, like, took over.
Oh, yeah, they were like, step aside.
No, well, they came back from their break.
And they were they like, what's that?
Yeah. Yeah, they actually threw it in my face.
Like, is this a dead crow?
Yeah.
It's a burnt panini. A dead crow does kind of look like a burnt piece of bread.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
So just don't order paninis. I really don't care how, like, wow. I didn't expect to be this emotional over it, but it was just like, I guess I was so stressed out about it most of my shifts, but like, look, I don't care how much you like paninis, just don't order them. Find another favorite food, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what you should really never order? Mm. And I guess this is technically a panini because a panini is just a pressed sandwich.
Right.
But never go to Sprouts and ask them to press a sandwich for you.
Really?
Because it's disgusting.
Because you can still see their handprints after?
No, because they wrap it in paper first and they press it over the paper so the bread never comes in contact with the grill. So it just is fucking stupid and soggy.
That's weird. Also,
it's very fucking weird.
I mean, I guess it's like wax paper. Otherwise, it would burn.
No, wax paper would melt. Oh. It's parchment paper.
Oh, parchment paper.
Or it's some kind of whatever. Yeah. I don't know what it is exactly. Whatever. The whole thing's stupid. Right. I guess you're right. Don't order paninis. They'll only bring you pain.
Yeah. Like panini.
Ooh. I'll give you a pass on that one. That's pretty funny.
All right.
I don't think anyone else will think so, but bar has been set so low for you now.
I mean, please write in. So far, only one person has written in saying that they like my jokes. So, yeah.
I would not encourage our listeners to lie.
Okay, but please do.
Please do lie.
Yeah, please do lie. Just say that you're making jokes. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're back.
Hello.
If there's any dead crows listening. Ha-cha-cha.
If there's any tech crows listening, call me later.
Yeah. Rebecca.
What if I just become the Pied Piper of dead crows? They just kind of drag their bodies on the ground behind me as I walk.
I feel like that's a title that's up for grabs.
Happy motherfucking Halloween, everybody.
Wow.
I'm ready.
Have we talked about Halloween before?
I don't know.
Here's my
Is there something to talk about with Halloween?
Yeah. Too scary. If you like Halloween,
Jesus Christ.
A little weird. It's very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't like to be afraid.
Do you like dressing up?
Not particularly.
Neither do I.
I do it sometimes, yeah. But I don't particularly like it.
For some reason, dressing up in a costume feels like the most vulnerable thing that I could do. Unless it's like for a comedy sketch. Like just like...
You know what? I'm fine doing it in a, like, if it's a group costume, mm-hmm. Like, one year, a bunch of my friends, we were all, like, the Belchers from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
And that was fun because when we went to the party and, like, people saw us standing together, everyone immediately knew who we were. And, like, here's what I don't like. I hate, and I do this a lot because, like, I'll get lazy and then at the last minute I'll have to think of something and I'll do something really weird and it's mostly my own clothes and people won't know what it is.
Right.
It's like, when people don't know what you are and you have to explain it, I'd rather be dead.
I've been in so few of those situations. I don't think I've dressed up for like
I haven't dressed up that many times.
Yeah.
But I might this year. I don't know. But
like the idea of going to a Halloween party. I don't mean to come off so hard on paninis and Halloween this episode. Yeah, I know.
You're making enemies.
Yeah. This is a really political episode. But like the idea of going to a Halloween party, truly like I could not be less interested in anything else.
It's fine. I don't know. It's fine. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you have to do work.
You don't have to do work. You could literally just dress in dark colors and just be like, I'm just myself today, you know?
But then people would be like, oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, if you show up to a Halloween party, you don't dress up at all, then you do kind of seem like a wet blanket.
Yeah.
And no, that's not...
Costume idea, wet blanket.
Actually, that's really funny. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
One time in my high school, like, didn't have any kind of dress code. Mm-hmm. It was very weird. People just wore whatever. It was very odd.
Not even like a...
No one cared. People wore all kinds of stuff. But okay. One Halloween, people would go really all out. I think I only dressed up one year. But like one time, I think it was like maybe freshman or sophomore year. And some girl literally came to school. She was just walking around in a towel. She had like wet hair and she had a towel wrapped around her. And she was like, yeah, I just came out of the shower. That's my costume. And I'm like, I was so mad. I was just, it made me actually angry. And because I was just like, you know exactly what, I can't, there's no right way for me to say it. You know what I mean? I'm just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And of course everyone was like, oh my God, did you see her? She's just in a towel. And I don't know. I was just like, that's the fucking laziest, most bullshit. I was so mad. I was, you know what? Like, do whatever you want. Yeah. Do whatever makes you happy. But like high school, fuck like, you. You're 15.
Yeah.
Relax.
That's like a wow.
Whatever.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
none of it matters.
Yeah. I don't want to like.
It's fine. Do whatever you want. But also, like, we're in school. I don't know. Right. Just the whole thing seemed a little weird to me. But she had a great day. I'll tell you that much. She had a great day, and so did everyone who enjoyed her costume.
Right.
So.
Oh boy.
I mean, that's fine. It's fine. Everyone, do what you want. Dress how you want.
Dress in a towel if you want.
Be whoever you want.
Yeah.
Wear no towel. Wear nothing. Right, I really don't care. I'm just saying, like, it was annoying in the moment. Right. I was like, fuck you.
So, like, I was never... I could lie and say that I was invited to these parties, but the truth is that I just more tangentially knew that they were happening because I had friends in, who are actually social.
Right.
And, there would be things like anything but clothes parties in college, ABC parties, which, again...
Well, you have to make a costume out of stuff that isn't clothes, couldn't wear any clothes
at all.
But
it's like you could wear, like, trash bags or caution tape or, like, literally anything that wasn't clothes. And
creative.
Yeah, and not just in Halloween season. This is year-round.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, these are frisky college kids.
Yeah, college parties are... they all seem like Halloween parties, right?
Yeah.
Oh, or, wow. I mean, all the themed ones. Like,
hey, Rebecca, what's society but a Halloween party?
Yeah, sure.
Wake up, sheeple. Okay.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And then there were other ones like, fuck, I can't remember the name. Oh, like
did you make a costume
parties?
Out of not clothes?
No, absolutely not. Because I think I was invited to one. I just didn't go.
Oh, you just didn't go.
I thought
you just showed up in normal clothes and it was like, shame.
I mean, it was weird. They gathered in a circle around me.
Yeah.
But, like, the other one's like, foam parties or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was ever invited to a foam party.
And you have to wear
like,
foam or there's foam everywhere?
No, there's foam everywhere.
Yeah.
You have to wear foam.
No, like, foam, like, audio foam.
It's
not
actually
like,
BYOF.
Not like soap stuff.
Bring your own foam.
Yeah. There is, like, near the studio, there is that place Foam World.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's, like, foam, like... Like foam fingers.
Brendan loves Foam World. He's an engineer at Starburns, but he it's just filled with foam.
Really?
You just go in because it's like to soundproof. It's like you buy it for
soundproofing. Oh, soundproofing foam.
Yes, not fucking like soapy foam.
I'm talking about
foam.
Like soapy foam.
Right, but I'm talking about solid foam.
Oh, boy. It's,
obviously, it's not like just a store. It's like filled with soap suds.
Hey, Rebecca.
It would be fucking insane.
Let me link you to this BuzzFeed quiz. Are you soapy foam or solid foam?
You know, foam is a...
10 signs you might be solid foam.
Foam is a spectrum.
Yeah.
I'm a solid 3 on the foam Kinsey scale.
Right. Oh, boy.
Anyway. Great riff about foam.
Oh, people are really going to miss... You know, that's what people are going to miss most. The riff's about fun.
I want to take a fucking nap.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
A lot of attention has been doled out.
Oh, shit.
And now it's time for a segment called And Now Me, where the person who didn't write a scene. I can't believe I still find it funny, the title And Now Me. But anyway, it's where the person...
I don't know why it's funny. When we were coming up with the title, you were like, what should be called? And I was like, I don't know, And Now Me. And I was literally just being sarcastic.
Right,
and
I think it's
like,
so funny.
Okay.
Because, anyway, it's where the person who didn't write a scene talks about what they've been going through. Here's why I think it's funny. It's because, like, I like attention.
Yeah. That's literally what it is. It just feels very... I think that's why that was the joke that I made, because it was, like, I was making fun of you. You're like, okay, enough about you. And now me.
Yeah, because in almost every life situation, deep down, when I really want to be like, okay, but what about me?
No, I know. It's very obvious. It's not that deep down. Trust me, it's not that deep down.
I think, like, most situations, under wraps, but just, like, some situations, when's this focus going to be? Like, it's bad. My vanity has really, like, gone off the charts this past
month. That's kind of interesting.
Don't try to turn it now me back
it's
on
really,
me, okay?
It's really interesting how someone that's so insecure can also be so vain. It's almost commendable.
Isn't that all comedians? Like,
yeah, no, 100% that is.
This horrible blend of insecurity and vanity. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I have a lot of respect for people who do stand-up. I literally could never do it.
Yeah.
I have just no interest. It seems really, like, a lot.
I used to do it bunches. It was fun.
Do you ever think about doing it again?
Yeah, but here's the truth. I would want to be, like, established as a writer.
And, oh, boy.
And so, like, it wouldn't, so I wouldn't have to do open mics. That's the truth. Like,
oh, you're such a brat.
Yeah, I know. But like, I think if
also,
anyone
like,
was
doing,
in that situation.
Doing comedy could help you get a job as a writer.
I mean, that's also true. But, like, I know that's, like, and trust me, if it doesn't, if that doesn't ever happen, I will deserve that 100%. Like, like, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the thought of doing an open mic, like, I really like doing it. I think it's really fun. The thought of doing an open mic brings me zero joy. So,
No, the thought of doing that brings me also zero, it brings me negative joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
So, that's my relationship with stand-up. I used to do, like, in college, super fun.
Right, because the stakes are really low.
The stakes are really low. I mean, like,
the stakes are always low.
The stakes are always low, but, like, still high enough to where you have to, like, I've seen people, like, also do badly in college. Like, people are still, like, supportive and want you to do well.
Watching bad stand-up makes me want to cry.
Yeah. The best, like, nights of stand-up for me were sometimes, like, in the arts department, like, students would host, like, a poetry night.
Yeah.
Of just, like, basically, it was just, like, a friggin' variety night where people would do either poetry or, like
music.
Music and I think I was, like, the first person to do stand-up. Like, that wasn't, like,
a trailblazer.
No. Not in that sense, but just someone who I knew was, like, hey, want to do stand-up. I was like, hell yeah. Like, and, like, that was incredible only because, like, no one really, like, expected
No one is
it.
Expecting and someone then, to make them laugh that
yeah,
night.
But it was also, like, the first time I really did it. It was, like, it was, like, a cafe after it closed down late at night on the Arts Quad. And so it was, like, very nice. It was a good vibe. And then the first time I did it, I like, the true addicting part of it was, like, after you tell jokes and you can tell that, like, it's going okay or even, like, if it's going well, like, I just was, like, thinking for a second. And then I realized it was, like, silent because people were just, like, down and like waiting for you to hear the next thing and keep in mind like you can find some of my stand-up videos on YouTube. They're not good. Like
I think, like, I've seen one before and it was good.
Yeah, they're okay, but like the ones that aren't on YouTube, like
right,
there are also some that aren't on YouTube for good reason. And like, so
they were gonna say the ones that are on YouTube not good, the ones that aren't on YouTube really good. no one can ever dispute that.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I miss that. I really do miss that. Anyway, Rebecca, how's your week?
Oh, I mean, I already said it's bad.
Right.
What else is fucking new?
Yeah.
I mean, I've just been really fucking stressed out and frustrated. I'm angry with everybody. I've
Hell
been really angry this week, and that's very tiring. It's very exhausting to be angry. But on Friday, when I was really mad and I went to therapy.
How mad were you?
Like, I literally put my face in a pile of clothes and shrieked at the top of my lungs, and it was really bad. So I, like, really loud.
Sorry for using my move that bus tone.
That's okay. And I went, it was, like, right before I went to therapy, and then I went, and because I didn't have anything planned to talk about, and I went.
You punched your therapist?
No. I would never. I went and I was like breathing really heavy. I was like really, really mad.
Yeah.
And I got there and I was like shaking kind of, and like she could tell. And we were talking for a while and then I was like, it's weird. I haven't felt like rage like this in a while. And she was like, doesn't feel kind of good.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right, it does. Like,
it
felt really bad, but then also that it's like a high, you know,
adrenaline.
I was like, what do I do with this, like, kind of buzzing energy?
Yeah.
And I didn't fucking do anything. I had to go into the office. I just was working. It was fucking terrible. So I don't know.
Oh, man.
Everything's a joke. I'm a nightmare. So I don't know.
I think, like, rage is, like, when you're, like, indignant rage is, like.
I don't even know if it was indignant. It was more like, very unpredictable, wild rage.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was very, very angry and
upset.
So
it wasn't based in, like, a moral or, like, a.
No, I was, like, frustrated and upset.
Yeah.
And it's coming off the tail end of, like, a week where, like, every day there was just something that was, like, either making me really depressed or making me just feel bad about myself. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. But it's all fine, you know? Like I said, in general, I've been feeling a lot better. But I'm at a real, like, I'm really trying to figure out what I want to do just in general with myself and my life, and like,
oh my god, yeah, and yeah, like, yeah. I mean that yeah, it's a very casual sentence, but like
yeah, I just like I'm at the point now where it's like, you know, far enough into my 20s where I feel like a lot of pressure, and like I don't want the rest of my 20s to like pass me by without kind of figuring out what actually makes me happy, because at this point I truly don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary and like stressful, and I don't know. I'm in kind of a weird place where I don't know what I'm doing.
I think like, I mean, I'm not going to try to say like, cause I'm younger than you. So like,
thanks. We all know.
And I'm just dressed in a towel today. no, that's not what I mean. But like, I think like, it is very clear to me that you are definitely not alone in that feeling. Like,
yeah,
I think
no.
The majority of...
Yeah, but, like, it's hard in, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people... I guess I'm very focused on, like, other people and, like, how much earlier they got started than me and whatever they're doing. And, like, I feel like it's hard to feel like I'm too far down the road of, like, not knowing. I don't know.
I was just reading this interview with Darcy Carden, and, like, the two really great things that she said.
By the way, a fucking angel on this earth.
A real angel. Rebecca, did I tell you that I went to fucking Benihana with her and just nervously sat by her the whole
That's
time?
That's incredible.
Yeah. She's so charismatic. It was nuts.
I only met her once because she was on Natch Butte.
Oh, yeah. Dude, she's like, awesome.
She's like one of my favorite people that I don't know that I've met.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone, turn off this podcast and just listen to anything that Darcy's done.
She's the I used to go, sorry, side note. Like, when I was living in New York, I used to like go to UCB a lot to shows. I don't really go to that many shows anymore. But like she was like on teams there, and she would be an ASCAT and like all this stuff. And like I remember like a lot of my guy friends like from who like did improv in college, like they were all like in love with her, and I was like literally same, like she's an angel. She's one of the funniest people and just the best.
Agreed. So this is like a vulture interview. She said two things. Like, it was like, what advice do you have for people who want to act? And she was like, it was really good. I've used it in my script like days later. It was just like, if there's anything else in the world that you'd rather do, please do that. Like, do this if it's truly your only option. Yeah. And the second thing that she was like, people succeed at different times. Like, I know I've watched, like, I have friends at UCB. This is her speaking at me.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends at UCB that I'm just like, I know you're going to blow up in your 30s or 40s. Like, I know for a fact. Like, they're just.
Yeah, I mean, it takes everybody a different, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And it's getting, like, I don't know, at a certain point it's, like, not cute anymore, you know? You just gotta, like, make a decision. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe you can just always be evolving, but, like, you have to actually be doing something.
Right. I think, like, it's, like, it's not necessarily, like, waiting is not a good way to think about it, because waiting implies
that... No, because
that,
that's a passive.
Yeah. Because I still think that, like... I don't know.
Yeah.
It helps if you're already doing something to be handed an opportunity. Like,
you know, I found like when you are, even if it's shitty and even if it's not like worth writing home about, like if you're just actively doing something, like making stuff, it doesn't matter, like in any creative area, like people are drawn to you. And if you're like in a static place and you're not making things, and you're like, how come I can't meet people? Like, why is it so hard? And why are all these people like getting to collaborate with each other and all this stuff? It's like, if you just start making stuff, someone will be like, oh, okay. Like, I see what you're doing. Like, that's interesting. Like, people are drawn to other people that like make stuff. So it's like,
yeah, for sure.
That's sort of, it's easier said than done, but like, it is the best advice that I've like witnessed become true. You know what I mean?
It's also like, I realized this when talking to Haley, the person who designed our art. Like, it's really attractive, the idea of wanting to work with someone because they already do make stuff. Like,
right. Because like, if you just it's not enough to just be someone that everyone knows you have the potential to do things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
like fine in theory, but if you're given the option of, okay, you can work with this person that has a lot of potential, or this person that's just been like doing stuff on their own and like, and they haven't made any money on it, and they're just, but they're just fucking doing stuff and putting it out there.
Yeah.
And you're immediately like, oh, that person, because they're not afraid.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm thinking about stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this podcast called Doughboys, and I'm going to pretend like it's not the only reason that people know of me, but like, I think that like Nick just said one day, like, you should definitely, I mean, just like writing is important, but also just make stuff, because it's much easier to show someone something than ask them to read something.
That's like, so true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I've just been like thinking about that a lot this weekend. It's been depressing me, but there's also other stuff that is just like making me mad.
Yeah.
And I think I got a lot of it out, so that's good.
That's good.
But it'll come back.
Yeah.
It always comes back.
Well, that's a good segue.
Yeah.
All right, here we friggin' go. Season 2 finale. This is a Modern Case Scenario for Gradual Self-Improvement, where we're talking about what we're going to do probably for the next month or two to better our mental health. Or more.
Or forever. It could be forever.
Yeah, it could be. Okay. But still, right, like, if you want to email in, I'll still, like, we'll still respond to everything. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we're
whenever
not,
you're listening
I
to
mean,
this.
We're not dying.
Yeah, we're not dying.
I mean, I can't promise that. Anything could happen at any moment. We could die in a minute, but
yeah.
We're not planning on it.
Right. Okay. Things. One.
Yeah.
Leaving my friggin' apartment.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Woo! Okay.
You did it today.
I did it today. Thing number two.
Thing one, thing two.
It's just moving my creaky old bones.
Yeah. It always comes back to that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Thing three. Learn how to take my friggin' antidepressants at the same time every day, because
do you
it's
not?
So wildly, like, I just, like, I can't, because I... My,
do you wake up at a different time every day?
No, it's just, like, I wanted to take them, now I can start taking them in the mornings, because, like, I don't know, my psychiatrist told me not to take them in the mornings, so...
Oh, really?
So
I thought Wellbutrin was a morning medication.
So, like, I've been taking them after lunch,
okay.
But that, like, if I'm out,
yeah,
it's just, like, a...
Why did they say not to take it in the morning?
I have no idea.
That's weird.
Yeah.
People I know that take it in the morning.
I think it might have been because I told them, like, hey, it makes me have zero, like, it makes me not want to eat anything.
Oh,
I think that might be why, but I think, like, if I take it in the morning and really savor it, and then just, like, with that knowledge, still, like, force myself to, like, eat what I would normally eat, then I would be fine, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my three.
Have you been
things.
Eating breakfast?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Because of the Wellbutrin, or you already weren't?
No, I already wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to catch up on all the League of Legends.
Try that smoothie thing I've been doing.
Here's the thing. Do you remember that period of time where I was drinking Soylent?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Right, this is a leading question, but did you enjoy how much I talked about Soylent during that time?
No, I did not.
Okay, I understand. I mean, like, that was one advantage. I had breakfast every day.
Right.
On the days I drank Soylent, so I don't know.
Do you want to keep drinking? Do you want to go back to drinking
Soylent? I don't know. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, it doesn't look very good. It sort of looks like...
it's just Cheerios liquid, blended.
Liquid concrete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks like the stuff that, like, when you move out of an apartment and you have to fill all the holes from the... paintings
yeah,
you hung
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
spackle.
Boy.
It looks like wet spackle, like really loose spackle.
Wet spackle is then my DJ name.
That's pretty good, actually.
Rebecca, how about you?
I don't fucking know. no, I mean, I've been like eating healthier, which is good.
Yeah, that's great. Are you still on that smoothie life? Hashtag smoothie
life?
Yeah,
I haven't the last 2 days, but that's because my kitchen's a fucking mess and I'm out of cups. so I gotta do that later. It's super fun. So I have been doing that a lot. I think it's good. I hope it's not too much sugar. I mean, it's just fruit, but I don't know. I'm trying to break my sugar cravings. Also, like, exercise. And then I think I'm just gonna keep doing what I'm doing, which is like kind of
doing me.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep doing me. Trying to just be honest with myself.
I think that's
a big one. It just like don't.
Can you give an example? Because I don't know what that is, and I'd very much like to do it.
I think I spend a lot of time in not in denial, but like repressing stuff because it's unpleasant.
Right.
So instead of addressing problems that are mostly my fault and doing stuff that makes me happy in a more sort of fulfilling way,
yeah,
I'll just decide, well, I feel sad, so I'm gonna get in my computer, get in my bed with my laptop, and just like be online or be on YouTube.
Truly, the worst thing you could do.
I mean, sometimes it's the best thing you can do, right? Like, you have to take care of yourself. Sometimes if you're really sleepy and that's all, you're just unwinding, that's fine.
But if you're doing that as an avoidance of your life
by just doing that, which is what I do, it's not good because then, like, time passes you by, you know? Yeah. So, just
move
like...
Move that time!
Yeah. So, I think just, like, it's... I think I'm going to keep the bar really low right now. And just right now, I just really need to continuously hold myself accountable and be honest with myself. So, like, in every moment, am I doing something because it's easier than doing what I know would be better for me? Or is it because it's the right thing to do in that moment? And, like, balancing that with, like, there's, I think...
balancing that with keeping the bar low and being, like, nice to yourself and giving yourself a lot of slack at the start. Yeah.
Because the thing is, like we're in a time of, like, a lot of self-love. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's, like, self-care, self-love is, like, a big thing right now. And I think that's so awesome. However, there is too much. You know, there's, like, there is such a thing as too much self-love where you're being so... Where being kind to yourself turns into, like, babying yourself to the point where you're just not fucking doing stuff.
Well, here's the thing.
You know?
I don't think either of us probably ever will have to worry about loving ourselves too much. You know what I mean?
Like, no, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't mean, actually, being, like, I'm the best. I mean, like, saying, like I deserve to just lay down on my bed for a day today. Like, sometimes I do, but not every day, you know? It's like when you're trying to...
Sunday fun day.
Right. So, like, when you're trying to, let's say, hypothetically, eat healthy.
Right.
And then you have a craving or something and you're like, oh, whatever, cheat day, I deserve this, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then if it's, like, every day, you're like, oh, a treat, like, I deserve this. Every meal, you're like, oh, I deserve this. Like, something that you know is gonna... Like, I'm not talking about weight loss or anything. Like, you do you, but, like... You know, like, when you know, this is just an analogy, you know, so if you know that, like, eating something, like, in the moment is going to taste really good, but then, like, it will actually make you feel sick later, like, that's not self-care.
Right,
you know,
that's
delusion. So there's a difference between, like, I just, like, self-care, but, like, balanced with being honest with yourself and, like, not, expect more from, I just want to expect more from myself and, like, hold myself to that standard, you know?
Definitely. This is a Jesus, what a great way to end the friggin' season.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad. I'll never see you again.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds great. Holy shit. Last thing. I do think that, like, I don't know. Like, I do agree that sometimes it might be the best thing. And maybe I'm just speaking for myself. It is always the worst idea to just be on the internet for me. Like,
I guess.
I would say, like, 85% of the time, if there's anything else that I could be doing, it's a much more productive to do that.
But that's not to say that, like, everyone doesn't deserve, like...
Of course.
Unwinding time. You get to unwind. It's just, like, you have to have something valid that you're unwinding from. You can just unwind from not doing anything.
Right.
You can just be inactive and you spend all your time unwinding and then you're, oh, I need to unwind. Like, fuck you. Like, go ahead and do something.
Yeah.
You know?
I also wanted to say this. Yeah. I think I mentioned it on the podcast before.
Uh-huh.
I definitely did, but I just want to reiterate it because I've been thinking about it a lot this week.
Yeah.
I've remembered... Uh-huh. That my friend Maria,
yes,
who we both really like online,
yes,
was saying how, like, if you don't, like, if you like yourself, and I don't mean, like, to an extreme extent, I just mean, like, if you don't hate yourself,
yeah,
it is an act of political and social defiance.
Because, oh, yeah, you've talked about this
before. Yeah. Everyone makes money if you don't like yourself. You know, everyone takes your money. Like,
sure, yeah.
In some sense. So, society profits. wake up, sheeple. That's not what I don't want to end on a soapbox, but it's just like, oh, I remember that this
weekend was sexy. You don't want the last words of the podcast to be, wake up, sheeple? Jesus.
Anyway, I remember that this week, and it seemed very fitting.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I'm trying to like myself. Yeah. I like myself to a fair amount, but, like, I also... I also know my shortcomings, and there are many. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's our season.
Yeah.
If you
see a dead crow on the side of the road.
Yeah. Please have the second half of this rhyme.
Please tell it that I said what's up.
Okay, it didn't, but I liked it. Please find it and my best friend Toad. Okay, I don't know.
There you go.
Oh boy, why? Okay. All right. Thank you to all of our guests who appeared on our show. You really didn't have to.
And I bet you wish you hadn't.
Yeah, understandable. We're forever indebted to you.
That was fun. It was a nice experiment. I'm glad we did it. Yeah. I think it went okay.
Yeah. I think people liked it.
I enjoyed it. I don't really care if anyone else liked it. It was fun for me.
I'm glad people seemed to like it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Oh, wait. We never do this. Rebecca. I mean, everyone.
Oh, boy.
My Twitter is YUSONGL.
Yeah.
That's where you can find me. You can find everything else that I do from there. Rebecca, you're kind of a spooky ghost on the internet.
I'm not promoting my shit.
Great.
I'm a private person. I'm a private citizen. Don't follow me.
But if you see a dead crow on the road, you'll know that Rebecca's been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll hear my voice whispering out of the crow's mouth will open and my voice will come out.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, oh, God. This again.
All right. That's going to be it.
I guess. Well, it really...
Well, we're going to still do our little outro.
We did it.
Oh, boy. All right, we did it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the season 2 finale of Worst Case... Well, boy.
Wow. We're leaving that in. Thank you for listening to season 2 of Worst Case Scenario, a podcast about
it's
anxiety.
It's hard to say.
It's not really,
a little
but,
hard to say.
You know, I'm glad people listened.
I'm glad people listened. Hey.
Or maybe they just downloaded it and didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny if the whole time.
Yeah, we were just doing this
no
for...
No one's listening.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
If you still want to write in, well, we're still going to respond to everything. Our email is worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll be around.
Yeah, I really liked everyone that's written in. Everyone's been really thoughtful. And like personal with their experience, which has been cool.
Yeah. And follow the people that did our art and music too.
Our was done by Haley, who we talk about on the show a lot because, and who also listens. So thank you. You can find her at @RuffHousc on Instagram. And thank you to @NoTalent__ for doing our amazing intro music and our intro music. You can find him on Twitter. Please check him out.
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah.
I think we're done.
Have a good summer.
Okay.
Bye.